Today, feast day, the queenship of the Blessed Virgin Mary came in 1954 under Pope Pius XII. After witnessing two world wars that ravaged our whole earth and created a lot of debt and a lot of trials, suffering, and hurts, he began to institute this feast so that we turn to Mary, the Queen of Heaven, the Queen of Peace. So oftentimes, nowadays, you will see parishes that are titled under Mary, Queen of Peace. This is where it comes from. And following the footstep of Pope Pius XII, St. Pope Paul VI moved the feast day to today, August 22nd, as at a closing of 8 days, the octave of the Assumption of Mary. We know that an octave in the life of the church signified an important event or an important reason or season, right? And so after, on the August 15, we celebrated the Assumption of the Blessed Mother. And today, 8 days after, we affirm that she is the Queen of Heaven and the Queen of Earth, the Queen of Peace, because Christ is called the Prince of Peace. And today, gospel reading remind us, my brothers and sisters, that nothing will be impossible for God, and that we should respond like Mary, "Behold, I am the handmaid, I am the servant of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." I think war, division, and all these things will continue to happen on this earth when we choose to put ourselves first instead of being servants of the Lord. And when we say that, "May my will be done," instead of "May it be done to me according to your will." And we begin, when we put ourselves first and when we serve ourselves first, then we can no longer trust in the generosity nor the goodness of God. Then everything become dependent on us. Then we cannot trust that nothing will be impossible for him if we trust him, if we conform our life to him, and if we love him. Mary's queenship is not one of power or manipulation or lies or according to humanistic values. Her queenship have taught us the one of love, imitating, reflecting, and emulating the love of Christ through her own words, her own actions. So today, as we declare and celebrate that she is the Queen of Heaven, may we also declare that she is our queen as well, by how we choose to be her children. Pray the rosary, as well as to choose to reflect upon ourselves the Marian values, especially the value of humility.